This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah! It's the Gas Comedy Podcast. That's how you know, because that horn went off. That is actually not a horn. That
panda.
Is actually Wim Diff's asshole.
Panda.
Every
panda,
morning.
Panda. Oh, shit. I actually found out where it comes from. Apparently, it comes from reggae music, raga music. Like dancehall, like.
So, boys.
Yeah,
that's what my asshole sounds like.
Wim Diff asshole is as old as his personality. Is.
Wow, that's
it's just a squinched up little asshole who shits history. You're so old, you nice. Shit history. Wow. Right, it's Dusty Rich and the Gas Comedy Podcast. I'm here with
Wim Diff.
No, you man, come on! Don't fuck up the flow.
Voice
it changed. It's Varane Isat. Yeah, what's up?
We're in Uncle Wim Diff is here. Eric Janssen.
Eric Janssen to his mom. Wim Diff to his adoring fans all around.
He said
around.
Uncle. He'd be like that pedo uncle.
Footsack.
Eric's adoring fans all around East Rand.
Thank you. I don't have all those around, in East Rand, actually.
All around really Reicha Park.
I don't. It's weird. Cause,
do you have any fans in Reicha Park?
No, it's an MTV thing.
Do they
like,
see
you?
Ah,
are you that guy from...
Do they see you on MTV guy? And then they get
all
stuck?
Yeah. And people are like, must we still vote for you? And I'm like, please. Because...
What do you mean? Wow, are you in a competition?
Yeah, it's that rookie outlaw thing. So we're pranking people.
Oh, and then they see who's the best.
And then
they pay you shit on the actual television
and
show.
And then they decide.
So it's basically like a waiter. You make more money with the tips than the actual thing.
You know what competitions are for, right? You know what all competitions are for? Every competition,
absolutely fucking
for.
Nothing.
It's to promo whoever set up the competition. That's what a competition is for. So promo the people. Like that's how it works.
Set it up.
Especially SMS now. Oh, if so you SMS, you're really helping me. You're not. You're helping the brand.
So you can take this all the way to the top. So us voting for politicians. Who's the?
Yeah man. Go, why did they do that?
Because Arica.
No one's Rika, they're fine.
Did you Rika yourself?
IEC is like, dude, we can't even put addresses on
iPhone.
Our system.
We'll Brika your cell phone.
Yeah, we'll Brika your cell phone. Wow. Yo, you have to vote with your Apple ID.
Oh, shit.
Do you have an Apple ID?
No.
You don't. You're on the Android.
A tablet and an Android.
Is yours on the local? Is that anyone or the American one?
I have both of them.
You have dual.
I have a property in America.
Wow.
Because you have to put an address. I believe it's a McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. I'm at the University of Miami.
Shit. Wow. Yeah. That's posh. I should have gone up. Yeah. I should have done Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh,
I'm sure they saw your photo. They're like, McDonald's. That looks about right.
Yeah. He probably lives there.
He lives there.
Pennsylvania Avenue. Do you know? I said that and you guys didn't take a shit. No. You guys need to fucking open a window. That's the White House's address.
I was just going to say, that sounds very official, like Pentagon Area 52.
I don't know what number it is in Pennsylvania. It's
the whole thing.
Pennsylvania. Imagine you're like, 127 Pennsylvania. And then someone goes and you're like, fuck that guy. He said the White House 127. That's down the street.
And then tomorrow America bombs just your house.
They don't have that kind of intelligence. Shut up, they're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the FBI listens to podcast in South Africa? I hope. Fuck, we could use the listeners.
Well, I think after Simi's last one where he had a partially Arab comedian on there.
What do you mean partially Arab? What is that?
Oh, the guy's like a mix Gaston.
Yeah, he's
like
Jamaican.
Gaston. That sounds French as fuck.
Boy, he's Jamaican and Egyptian Arab. And Arab and...
He's a real colored. Like I don't think I don't know why he's a real
genuine
mixed race.
He commented on something on my Facebook and I just put a question mark. I didn't know what it meant and then he translated it and he was I think he saw me and then he was like, oh, you probably understand Arabic.
Oh, that's awkward. Like, what a racist. Why, you just think I'm a color and then you can say what I think? I
speak the language.
That's amazing. Holy,
then I make those
holy
sounds.
Ball sacks.
Holy shit.
We're joined by a special guest at some point.
Here he is.
There we go.
Please speak of the devil and he shall appear. Please
don't
take a
speak
seat.
Yet.
Is a joke. They say if Jesus comes in, is
it
alright
to say? What?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Don't speak yet until you're close to that thing.
And have this
on your head. Let's do an official welcome.
So we have a new guest. Who is he? He's going to tell us in a minute.
Thank you, voiceover artist.
Jeez.
This guy is the worst security guard in the world.
I was telling about last night's thing. Let Dave tell you. This is
let's introduce you.
First of all, who are you? Exactly like he announced. No, let him guess. He announces like this. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the worst announcement ever at a comedy club. It should be up and vibey. Hey, you did now. Then Tips has to do his own intro because it was so cuck. And then plus he's security and in charge of everything. This guy, a random dude from the audience, walks up onto stage and creeps behind the curtain and just comes past like this. While Tips, who was on stage?
CRB.
So CRB's on stage and he just goes, he looks through the thing like this. He goes, "No, you can't. You come off. Get off the stage." And he goes, "I'm funny."
And then I grabbed him.
But then the security grabbed him and picked him up and then carried him out. Then he was funny because he was trying to kick and scream.
Was he a big dude?
Small little guy.
And then Dave hilarious.
You know what? I was upstairs with him and he was a bit drunk and he kind of waved at me like he knows me. Right. And I looked at him and I thought, you know, maybe it's like a young
up and coming guy.
And I'm like seeing him at the box or something. Nothing.
That's one way to get staged.
But you know what was cool? Yeah. Like he said, "I'm funny." And then CRB was thrown off a bit, but he actually worked it in quite nicely. Yeah. He's a pro. But then I realized the guy was so drunk, he got thrown out of the club. Maybe he didn't pay for his drinks. He's actually smart. He's like, "I can't pay for these drinks. I'm going to quickly pull this move that I've only seen done once in the history." He's got a mentor that tells him, "Listen, if you need to ever get out of a drinks bill, walk on stage and go, 'I'm funny.'" And the security guys will throw you out, and you get in your car and you go home.
We need to, if you're listening from other comedy clubs, keep an eye out for small, "I'm funny" guy.
Yeah.
But you know what's cool? I think you're supposed to phone Kate if you want to open mic spot.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules of open mic comedy.
This is not the line of communication. Wow. You need to do this. Welcome, Dave, to the Gas Comedy Podcast. It is Dave Levinson. I'm leaving for another country, so Dave is here to see if he likes it. So
I really feel so nice. Who's this guy? Out there,
this is Duncan.
Our producer.
He's our producer.
He's wearing Uzi on Uzi.
Sorry, he looks like a handsome... Handsome,
he does that.
Will I am.
He looks like a handsome Will I am.
I feel like I'm at the gym now. There's always guys at the gym with headphones on.
But dude, wear those tight pants.
Do you know what the most germ holding place is in your body?
The germ, the most area. Congregation of germs?
Good word. A congregation of
definitely
germs.
Definitely my ball sack. That's what that is.
Aren't you engaged so you get it licked often?
Well, fuck.
By an engaging fan.
The clip we're going to play later.
Do you know what's nice? This podcast, you said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Dave Levinson." Bam! We went in.
We're already there. Ball sack.
And Nina's not even here. Nina's not even here.
When you say ball sack, she appears. It's like when you say Rumpelstiltskin.
Hey, what was that in the corner?
It's actually your ear hole.
Wow.
Your ear hole is the biggest congregation of germs.
Why?
And your mouth. Well, it's moist and it's a perfect growth area for bacteria.
You are literally explaining my ball sack. I don't understand.
Yeah, but your ball sack can't hear me.
Yeah.
It hasn't got a cochlea.
Shit. He knows the name.
There's definitely a cochlea.
He knows the name.
It's some streptococcus.
There's a cochlea.
Who named the germs? Like some perv.
No, a Latin.
What's that germ? That's a streptococcus.
Oh, jeez, shit. Why
you're like, who's that guy? Does he even work here? I'm funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's just in a lab coat. Hi, what are you doing here? I'm naming the germs.
But you're like, what is your official title?
Aren't you the pervert from down the road?
I'm funny.
No.
That's the streptococcus. What's that? That's the pusillotopus.
But we can't speak a lot about sex because the show after us with Jonty is the sex.
Who cares? What we are doing is foreplay for his show. What do you
mean? Oh, damn.
Literally, we are making...
I'm not uncomfortable because I've got my hand on his knee.
No, but I don't think he's the kind of guy that does foreplay. That's the impression.
He's a sex expert. That guy will touch you on your fucking...
Are you trying to tell me that a sex expert doesn't do foreplay?
No, that guy will touch you on your staphylococcus.
Touch you on your studio.
Streptococcus is very common. You get it just
in
from
your throat,
talking and kissing.
We've already fired on all cylinders in this show. We probably all have a bunch of each other's staphylococcus in each other.
What I'm saying is your ear holes have the most germs. So this radio show
is
infection. All the germs in the world are in these earphones.
And
I'm showing the viewers.
And I think those are Garrett.
For those that don't know, he just put the earphone up to
Garrett
the microphone.
Has his own.
No, those are Garrett.
That's fine.
I don't understand.
Oh, he's got his own?
He's smart. Most pros bring their own phones in. If
I'm
going to
get an ear infection. Who was on this fucking show? Malcolm Dooley was on it.
You
might as well go to the clinic.
Wow. They call they call the worst guys?
The worst guys. Yeah.
So do we talk about each stuff or comedy? Or do we
let's get to the show. Right.
I like
so on the show
can
today.
You just go through each guy. What are you doing here?
I'm the hype man. Thank you.
He's the hype man.
I talk shit as well. Yeah.
And lackey.
And
they
make fun of me.
Your name?
My name is Eric Janssen.
Also, what the?
I think he's doing that because he got my number last night and then he didn't save it on his phone.
Why did
he
save it as
colored security guy? Colored security.
Yeah.
I'm the straight guy on the show.
Well, when you say straight, you mean in comedy wise.
Yes.
You're so campus crazy.
Just because he takes care of himself.
Yeah, don't hate Dave just because I'm way prettier than you are.
He does.
There we go.
Look at his fucking eyebrows.
You know, he used to call me, what is it? The Arabic Jesus.
Wow.
That's slightly redundant. It was just Jesus.
But I mean,
yeah, he's just Jesus.
I don't know if that's Zimbabwean Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. You had like one loaf.
We thought that was Morgan Tsvangirai, but clearly that didn't work out.
So on the show today, we have the normal sections. We have comediology. No, comeducation.
There we go.
I don't know what
comeducation sounded nice though.
Yes, it does sound nice.
Just remind me about that when I leave.
Comeducation is.
You know what saved? You know what it saved under? Albino comedian.
Wow, that's blazing. I think he did save it as albino comedian.
That's your other name, anyway.
Oh, shit.
That's your stage name.
I'm not an
albino. Comeducation, where we tell the audience.
He's like a negative of Trevor Noah.
Let him finish, man. Shit.
Comeducation, which is education about comedy to people who are listening, who might be comedians or not. And then Dave's just going to undress right now. And then Industrious Bastards is about people who are doing stuff in the industry. Then we have some comedy clips by
Matt Donahue,
and then we will phone a comedian later, and then we will finish the show with some comedy news. Do you have comedy news? Do your fucking job, bro.
You know what's weird is that you phoned Martin Evans on this show.
Yes.
And I was sitting next to him. He was staying at my house.
Oh, at the time?
But the weird thing is, I'm talking, you know when you're talking to someone, so we're both watching and he answers the phone and talks to you guys, but he's talking about comedy, so I'm answering the stuff that he's talking about. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, some of the guys in the industry are just cunts. And I look around and he's like, oh, he's actually doing on the phone. Talking to one of them.
That's horrible. So today we're not necessarily gonna stick to the things because this is a introduction for Dave to the show. But I wanna talk about what's happening in the industry and where it's going, because I'm going. So what I'm going to do, you know when you're not with your auntie and you have cousins?
Yeah.
And then you fuck off for happening. 4 years and you come back and then the cousins have boobs. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
That's you're not allowed to bath. You're not allowed to bath with them.
You're not allowed to bath with them anymore. That's
you know what's cool.
But your uncle's still cool with it. He's like, you can bath with me.
Your aunt still phones me all the time.
So when I come back,
I get that's a good.
So when I come back,
is that
in
allegory?
4 years,
what is that? Is that?
I think it's an allegory. When I come back in 4 years, the industry is going to be different, and I want to know what could happen.
All right, so you're leaving.
That's what we discussed.
But you know, have you also got that attitude in the army before you left?
Apparently, Duncan says so. Duncan says
before you leave the army, they call it the Mindache fool, which means I haven't got that many days left on my service.
So
I kind of lose a little bit of my attitude and start becoming a little bit lax.
But I think
are you more vibed up?
I'm more vibed up because I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen on the other side. I don't know what I'm stepping into. So I'm trying.
This could be the end.
The seven stages of
it
hell.
Literally, Dante. Is the other side. Come
we
on,
change
now.
Your name to Dante. Rich.
Dusty Dante Rich, which means.
Are you excited?
I am extremely excited.
Where are you going?
Brisbane, specifically, but I will be traveling a lot.
You're gonna find
Brisbane
a
is my home.
You
base.
Know what is nice? We'll grow boobs, and you're gonna get an accent.
Wow!
Come on, Gilly. I already have an accent. not an Australian.
And someone already has boobs. We've got a Belita accent. I'm not gonna mention names.
Has boobs. Fuck you, man.
Okay, moves.
My son's shirt.
It's not.
It's
not,
like I don't gym. I just wear really small clothes.
They're not big boobs. You have like exactly what a cousin would grow in 4 years. Boobs.
Wow.
I don't have a belt.
That's a nice shirt, Jack Rabbit's. Anyway,
what is for Easter?
So, like, let's look at the current industry in its current state. Like, I'd like to go through the seven stages of hell of comedy.
Okay.
And let's go right up because Eric can give us some insights into this TV. Comedians are getting a bit of TV now.
Yes.
Yes, you're on a TV show where they get you to be in a competition so they can promo the show.
Yes.
And that is MTV.
MTV's You Got Got, yes.
And then Comedy Central is doing a lot of stuff for comedy TV.
Roast Battles.
The Roast Battle was the most recent one. We spoke about that last show.
SABC Bantu Hour.
Bantu Hour is another one.
Just before that, obviously, was Late Night News.
Late Night News, which is the... I don't know if Bantu Hour is getting another
but
season.
But I see SABC, because I don't have... SABC started having comedy segments.
Well, listen, there was an article that came out yesterday that SABC 3 has now also had the quota imposed on them, 90% local content.
Oh, that's fantastic for us.
Which is good and bad,
yeah.
Because you kind of like, are they just going to shit out content now? They're just going to shit out.
You know what it means? It means that there's a big opportunity for local stand up to appear on it, but the problem is no one's going to be watching.
Apparently,
the
Carvin Goldstone already got a call.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, so how much do you want for your 1 hour? So, I mean, there is talk to that.
Nice.
So I think TV is going to explode for comedians. Do you agree? Let's go around the room. Farhan,
I think so.
Thank you for that.
I'm just trying to move along.
Explode that.
It's a straight guy.
Explode that. But yeah, there's going to be more TV, which means, you know, get your specials ready. But I do believe that means going to be a fucking quality drop like crazy.
But that's
someone's beeping.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what you just said now is the nail on the head. Yeah. We've got that's five shows.
Yeah.
If you go to any other country like that, there's maybe six or seven main shows, and then there's obviously the other. Little. They're on mainstream. They're like a little.
They're on non-mainstream channels.
A prank show.
Yeah.
Or there's a little bit of a reality show that's funny.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of shows there, but I don't think we have the industry, the people and the writers and the talent to
no,
match
we don't.
The
we
infrastructure.
Don't have, no, we don't. We don't have the background. We don't. And that's another thing that comedians need to realize, because a lot of comedians listen to the show. Well, four. And
name them.
Simi, are you out there? Are you on the social network?
Simi's not saying anything. I've been waiting.
He doesn't have a laugh.
I saw him last week, and he was like,
"He gets a cup of tea and his gown, and he sits in front of his computer like an old granny next to the fireplace."
Where did you saw him last week?
Yeah. So he said, "Oh, why weren't you guys on?" And I said, "No, we were on." He goes, "I didn't see anything on social media." I was like, "Ah, oh, because Eric wasn't there."
Yeah, Eric, wake the fuck up, bro.
I'm awake, man. I'm waiting for this guy.
He's expert.
He's social media.
All the young people, we just give it to them. How young are you? You should. No social media. Take it off.
20 years of age.
So
are you 20?
Yes.
I'm 47.
Wow, Dave could be my dad.
Literally.
No, but you can call him dad.
I wish I had a kid.
Why?
I could make him so famous.
Make me famous regardless, man. Like I could fake you.
The infrastructure's not. Is
we don't have
international standards. So you go to Parkes Comedy Club. Look at that. You sit there. There's lighting. There's things.
Yeah.
Goliath Club last night. I brought a friend of mine from overseas last night. Sat with me.
Yes.
He watched the thing. He said this place. Is amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
He says, look at the, like, you can't, I don't think, I would never say, if you blindfolded me and brought me here, I said, if I blindfolded you, I wouldn't bring you here.
Wow.
I says, you wouldn't know that you're in the middle of Joburg. Yeah, comedy club. And then I said to him, I said, hang on a minute, so these infrastructures are here. There's Comedy Central just waiting. It hasn't exploded yet.
A full channel. No, it won't.
You said it to me. You said, the first roast to do, you are the pioneer.
Yeah,
like I was on the first Comedy Central specials there.
Live at Parkes.
So it's John Flissmas was the first one.
Yes.
The second one was Conrad Koch. I was on that one.
Yeah.
No one remembers that one.
Yeah, because the production
but
was
it'd be amazing. Poor, yeah, production is there. They're finding out finding how to edit.
It was just like a black sheet at the back.
They're trying to find out, and yet they should have a ton of background information, like just a book that says how to do a TV show.
It's been going on for 50 years.
Have you ever seen specials on the old Comedy Central when the old logo? Remember, had like the world logo.
Yes.
Did you ever see those specials?
Yes. Did you ever see the Dane Cooks?
No, even before that. What's his name? The guy that died of. Oh, wait, I'm asking which comedian died of a drug overdose. Mitch Hedberg.
Way to narrow it down there.
Did you ever see Mitch Hedberg special?
Yes. Yeah.
There's a crane shot of the back.
Yes.
Almost 8 kilometers away.
Yes.
It's
ten
times.
There's
Comedy Central. There's a producer. They're going, okay, guys, we're going to do this fantastic show. It's a comedian.
Yeah.
They're going to do facial expressions and they're going to be funny.
It's a three shot.
Tight on the face.
Shot. Yeah.
And don't ever lose on the face, because if you cut away to something, you're going to miss a facial expression.
Yes, exactly.
They do this 8 kilometer crane shot. That's not that old. It's 1984, 85.
Yeah.
It's 90s. No, that's right. Comedy Central wasn't around then.
Yeah.
So it's 95.
I was born in 84. I was like, shit, that's way back.
84, you were born. I had my first ball here in 83.
Wow.
No.
She's way to mark his birth.
But look at his hair. Now.
Now. Look at it now. Glowing.
You're not his father. You're not his father.
Eric's father.
You're my dad.
I am your father, Eric.
So comedians need to realize that. I know you're doing stand-up on there, and everyone bitches about, oh, you can't make it in stand-up just doing stand-up. There are other jobs.
In a nice way, is saying comedians must up their game.
Big time. You can't just go up on stage, fucking wing it, and then go like...
I saw it last night. The guy's doing open mic. How many have you done? He said, no, I've done plenty. I've done the box there. So I watch him. I said, like, did you even know there was an audience there? Did you even acknowledge them? Or did you just do your set and think, well, they'll laugh at this and this and this? If they're not laughing at it, you've got to throw that set away and start being funny.
Exactly.
I don't know his name. You don't know his name either, because he was there.
Sorry.
I know his name, actually.
But comedians,
I'm not going to say it.
You can get out into writing. You can get out into writing. You can, and also, don't just go and write. Like, figure out how to write. Get a course. Do an editing course.
Pick
do
up
that
a
shit.
Pen
but speaking
pencil.
Of writing, we see. So we spoke about a couple of comedy shows on TV, right?
Yes.
But there's tons of local sitcoms. We've had this conversation before.
Yes.
But there aren't South African comedians writing on these shows.
No. There's just writers.
Yeah, and we're just, like, why is that?
And there's only a handful, man. You look on all those credits, and they're all the same dudes. They're all the same dudes and dudettes just writing the same thing. We need some diversity in there. But the problem is also is like comedians, they don't know how to write. We go into those Bantu hour sessions and shit like that, and guys are like writing on napkins and you gotta, you know what I mean?
Like,
I would do that if I was Kakisa, say, take the writers without patronizing them. Say, here's a course, we're all gonna do it, it's gonna take a day. We're gonna go to this place.
Yes.
Maybe you learn something, maybe you don't.
Well,
I went to Toastmasters. This guy came and
said,
I do Toastmasters, I'm advanced, whatever. Mm. And the other day we did a comedy thing and we learned how to comedy. And I said, well, how can you learn?
There was no comedian.
So he said, no, we learn how to speak in a comedic, humorous way if you're doing a speech.
Yeah.
So there's a CEO of a company, because that's what Toastmasters does.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
On the course.
You give them that icebreaker.
And I looked at his, I said, give me the advanced book, give it to me. So he goes, this guy fetches it. You must see if I could take 20 comedians, I can name them now. I said, just read 5 pages of that book.
Yeah.
Just to see the basics of it. Some of the rules were weird because it's Toastmasters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They've
got to
the
clap
rules.
Until they
sometimes
get up to stage.
Yeah, you got to look and say, no, I'm not doing that.
I mean, that's the point
but
of
they
comedy.
They stick to it.
Yeah.
And I said to him, at a comedy club, you would not be able to do 5 of those things.
So I've performed with guys that were Toastmasters that then tried to transition into stand up comedy. And you could clearly, on the lineup, see it was the old Sufa comedy at Rudaport Theatre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could
legit see who was a Toastmaster and who was actually...
Yo, like...
You could discern
insane,
that.
Insane.
Were you a Toastmaster? Because your set's like that.
It used to. When last have you seen me
do? Insert laugh here. At the opening of the Goliath Club.
Oh, but that was 5 minutes.
That was 5 minutes.
That's all I need, man. I want 5 minutes of
no,
pancake.
No, it's not. Like, it's
I don't
a
have to eat the whole pancake to know what it tastes like.
It's a situation of, you know, learn rules... Figure out the game and then break them.
Yeah. So then would you take writers now and say, let's go and do a course. Let's go and see what.
Well, the thing
there.
Is, I went on a
stop writing on napkins.
I went on a course to not to learn how to write, but to use the industry standard programming to write. Do you know what I mean? To write and sell text.
When you write a script, you've got to have
that
double spacing with the
people
thing
don't.
And the lines.
You know, directors and editors and guys that are getting in production, people that get the scripts, they don't give a shit about your word. Document, or you know what I mean? They want to see the industry standard because that's how you streamline the shit. That's how you get the shit quickly to production. That's another thing is I've pitched 4 shows to a channel this year that none of them were picked up. They were cheap.
But there's also a way to do it, and one of the ways is like it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Well, that's
you've
the point.
Got to make sure you can write it nicely and do the thing.
Yeah, but I knew the dude.
And pitches are also
not. I knew the dude. And
so
the dude
was it like a what just, do they call it? A commissioning editor.
They no money.
Well, then your first 4 shows you should do for free anyway.
Well, they were practically free. They were petrol. That's what I was asking.
Like those
for.
Gigs that you do anyway. We haven't got any money, but you can have a drinks bar, drinks tab, and you can have a meal. And you're like, okay,
I'll have that at home. But thank you. So there are if there's gonna be a growth in the industry, there needs to be growth in the background stuff. There needs
so
to be growth
you're
in the
education.
Yes. What?
So start a comedy school.
Well, no. Well, you see, the problem
come
with...
Come on, you know the
Goliaths
are
going to
start a comedy school. You know it.
This is another thing.
Stop giving ideas.
On Monday, like the Goliath Comedy Academy. Come to the Goliath Comedy Academy. Name up rule, learn to say a way. First lesson.
That's funny. Learn to say a way. Don't use too much force, my bro.
Wrong.
Come back and say...
How do you drive a BMW?
Come back and say... So... Well, this is the whole conversation is because my problem with is if you legitimize it too much, you're gonna dilute it and it's gonna be shit and there's gonna be no originals.
Like
there was this comic that was at the New Comics Award. What was his name? You were telling me about him.
No, let's not name it.
Okay, not name it. But this dude, instead of doing a set on that New Comics thing, he basically did a set about how people should vote for him.
No, so this guy was Summary. He's a guy killing on the Vanak scene.
So this dude did a Vanak set about like he didn't do his set, all he did was talk about how people there should vote for him.
But it was still funny.
It was hilarious.
He killed because he was like, guys, let's not waste time. We know why we're here. You need to vote for me.
You see what I mean?
You need to vote.
And that's
what
you're not going to learn.
He adapted, took his shit, crumpled up, and said, I need to change this.
Exactly.
And
you're not going to learn that at school.
On that, what was that movie? Have you seen Funny Bones?
Yes, Funny Bones.
The guy's dad is funny, but he is a comedian and he's just lost his stuff.
What's the name? It's with
Tom.
No,
that guy.
Oh, fuck it. Google it.
That guy. But he also said, go to the edge. And he'd never been pushed to the edge because no one said to him, you know what I want you to do? Tonight I want you to chuck your set away and I want you to go out there and tell people to vote for you but make it funny.
Yeah.
Comedians should be able to do that. I should be able to tell you a story
Now,
my mom tells a story, or something. My mom is funny though. That someone else tells a story. They went to the
your
cricket,
mom is funny.
We saw the stuff. We did whatever. The comedian should be able to do it and make it funny.
Well, that Buster Keaton is. Remember, I told you it was Buster Keaton that said it. Yes, is comedians, good comedians say things funny. Great comedians make things funny. So that for me, and I took that lesson from fucking day one.
I don't know if Mel Miller told me. Obviously, this
maybe Mel Miller made it up because opening
clown opens a door, funny.
Yeah.
And a comedian opens funny doors.
Yes.
Also, yeah, oh, that's
but also, it's also smart. It's also
a very similar.
What are we in a fucking lesbian poetry?
Oh, shit.
Well, I'd love to be in a lesbian.
Oh, shit.
No, you won't. You got dirty balls. They don't like
that. It's the callback section.
That's why they became lesbian.
Unless you fold it into a crudely fashioned vagina.
Wow.
Well, it would be crudely fashioned. Way,
I was stuck in Madagascar. Just
yes, you were. A comedy. Yeah. He went to go do comedy in the beautiful Seychelles and then got
diverted for like a rich shake or something.
Yeah, your guys.
Yep, my guess. Wow, okay.
Farhan, what is your background? You've got to have some Middle Eastern in there.
Yeah, so there's some Yemen in me.
Yemen.
So, that's terrible. That's terrible news, Dave.
But also, what's nice about it is I found a comedy club in Madagascar and I went and did 5 minutes.
And?
Nah, I didn't. Do you really believe that? I stayed in my hotel and drank 2 bottles of duty-free rum.
That's hilarious.
Wow. So, everything not duty-free in Madagascar. No, it was duty-free in Joburg.
Oh,
it was drunk. It was my surprise. I should have bought, like, you know, you think, like, nothing's going to go wrong. Have you ever had an emergency landing in a plane?
Yes, twice.
Two emergency landings. Everyone, I'm on the plane there. I'm just watching because I watched all the different religions come together and pray to the main God. Because, like, obviously, you got your God. You got your God. When we were on the plane, everyone was like, my guy's not working for me. Can you help me with your one?
And eventually,
the same guy. And then they realized, we've all got the same guy. And they prayed to him and we landed in Madagascar.
I often think of all these deities, like, in a lounge getting stoned. And then someone starts to pray, and the guy's like, I've got to
please call me.
Has to leave the party.
Those fuckers don't give us a break.
Yeah, he has to leave the party.
You right now, think about that.
Poverty
when
again.
When I was a young comic, about the under 14 netball team at Athlone Girls High, and just they're praying because they've lost all their matches, and they're in the changing room, and they're praying to God, and God's like, you guys are shit. I'm not going to win.
Do you know that I am trying to solve Ebola right now?
You guys, you know what? Come to practice. Learn some stuff. I'm not getting rich.
I'm a fair and just God.
We'll give a fake view of the league.
We are going to go to a break right now and come back after that. No, we're just going to a break. We're going to go to
a break. You do know when you move away from the microphone.
We're going to go to. It's like I'm further away.
We're going to play some music. Daka, do some music for us.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleeper, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Panda. Animals are having a bad day actually recently.
Hey. Shooting things and
stuff. Yeah, a mother who was not taking care of your 4-year-old fell into a Cincinnati gorilla zoo pen. Did you hear about
this?
Yeah,
but it's so
selective. And a gorilla, this is the thing I was thinking. Like, everyone was like, the gorilla was protecting the 4-year-old.
Panda, right.
You know, why did we shoot him?
Panda.
What if it went the other way? Panda. What if that motherfucking gorilla started swinging that kid around like a fucking yo-yo? And just splitting arms and legs everywhere, then everyone would be like, yeah, that dude should have got shot. So silverback gorilla, what was the name? Harambe.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't that mean some shit in Zimbabwe? Isn't that a place?
Harare.
Why don't you visit Harare?
I'm pretty sure that's the funny part of the situation.
Can I not go to. Listen, Zimbabwe's got a lot of famous animals. You guys fucking just. You are
Yo, Cecil
animals.
The lion.
What, yo, Cecil.
And then.
Cecil's cousin.
Cecil's cousin.
Like, yo. Yeah, after the weeks afterwards, America were like, shit, we need new news on the story. Yo. Let's give this lion a family.
Let's interview his family.
Yeah, the cousin.
And in the thing, king. They were like, his brother, who is also a lion.
And we're like, yeah, like his brother could
That's
have
journalism.
Been a Ford Fiesta.
His cousin is distressed.
But how good are you at shooting things if you can miss the kid and shoot the gorilla? Or is the gorilla quite a big target?
No, well, he's a fucking silverback gorilla. He was a big fucking
I wouldn't
dude,
trust
man.
Myself. I'd be like, I'd be wow. sitting there. And even the mom's like, are you good at shooting? Yeah, I've done this before. I've got this. You know when there's epic fail?
Yeah.
And they shoot the kid.
The name is Bob.
Sorry. Fucking sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That joke.
Fucking sorry.
Okay, oh, man. Wow, don't shoot the messenger. Joke. Yeah, don't shoot the kid.
Imagine. No, shoot the messenger, damn it.
I would
have been to Joburg.
It's America. I thought the mom would have had a gun. Like,
I thought the kid would have had a gun.
Yeah. I thought everyone has one.
Yeah. They said they didn't want to shoot it they with the tranquilizer because sometimes when you shoot a tranquilizer, then the thing will get like pissed off.
So then shoot it with another
But also maybe, you know, my
shoot
dog.
Shoot it with seven tranquilizers.
My dog used to escape out of my gate and we just went to the shop and bought some. Shoot the gorillas for a hip dog.
Yeah,
wow.
Then
that was beautiful.
And then rape it for not behaving.
He wakes up going, well, wait a minute, just now there was a kid. What the
what
fuck
happened?
I'm an alpha male.
Yeah, why?
He's
like,
not
that's
anymore,
the last
bitch.
Time I'm fucking with a human kid.
But why don't you put there's like little gardening stuff that you can put on your gates that yeah. that the kid can't get through the rain.
Yeah. I don't know how the kid.
But also,
what you know what makes me laugh? Do you know what makes me laugh? Is everyone was like, it's the kid's fault. It's the mom's fault. It's the gorilla's fault. It's the motherfucking zoo's fault. There's a zoo.
Constitution
is America. They'll get
institution is the problem.
There's a zoo, man.
Constitution. So you're blaming
the institution.
George Washington.
I blame
the zoo.
The government.
It's bullshit that there's an actual space for that to happen.
Do you know what's crazy about the whole situation? We're making this big deal. It's one gorilla. What about all the animals that we slaughter every day to eat?
Yeah, all the cows
and
shit.
All the cows.
Where's Simi? Simi had a joke about this last night.
What? But you know what?
They've grown for that.
That's yeah. even that doesn't make it better. Doesn't
do you,
make
do,
it worse.
But do you know what though? Don't you think?
I've never
don't
been to
you
a zoo
think,
and saw a cow. It's
don't
like
you
the
think
most
cows,
boring zoo in the world?
Don't you think cows deserve it? Am I the only one who thinks that?
Listen to me.
When last ever rhino meat
steak?
Yesterday. It's very chewy.
I was chilling with some Asian men. We had some rhino, caught some
and
hard-ons.
Tiger.
Yeah. Have you been
shit.
To the Joburg Zoo? Wow.
Yes, I have. I have been to Joburg Zoo.
I've got a kid, so we often like we'll go on a
They've got leopards and shit there.
But what's the most common animal at the zoo
that
you see a lot of?
Children.
Bees.
Wow.
So many bees.
We need bees,
flowers.
Though.
But what
we
I did the
bees.
Other day is, because I also was like that, Mom, I need to go to the toilet to do something. I got a whole lot of bees together. I said, look after my kid. Let me tell you something. You put a bee on a kid, they will stand dead still.
Wow.
So, do you know
it's better than a gorilla.
Do you know why I like wasps or cunts? Bees are pretty cool.
The thing you want.
Bees had the decency after
to make money.
To die. Yeah. So, I'm sorry about that. I will now go and die. Whereas wasps are just a tickers, motherfucker. There's that. I love that. There's that thing on Facebook/social media and shit like that where they have where they rename the animals. Like a porcupine is like a spike cat.
Yeah.
And so, like a camel was like a two-tit horse.
Yeah.
And etc. And then it goes down this long list.
For me.
It's down this long list of like a dolphin was like a slippery bottle or whatever the thing. Goes all the way down and then it goes to shark and then it just calls it sea cunt. That's so true.
The zoos are going to be the same as circuses. Zoos. There's a lot of circuses traveling around the world that have no animals anymore.
Yeah.
They may have dog acts, right. But is that bad or making dogs jump?
I have a dog act.
Yeah, but it probably involves your sack.
It's not.
Check out
sack.
That laugh.
It's my willy. No, what were we talking about? Oh,
the gorilla.
Yes.
Comedy.
Back
comedy,
to
comedy.
The comedy.
That's a theme there as well. Is it too soon? Like, you talk about the gorilla. A lot of people saying, like, you
no, but that's
rights,
always a conversation.
Talking about
man.
Parents, talking about America. So,
there's only one rule. There is one single rule.
Can you make
rule.
Fun of it?
Is it funny? That's it. I mean, is it funny? To majority. And I do that. I do that 60% of the room laughing. That's all I fucking care about. That's all I care about.
You know how many comics concentrate on the guy that's not laughing?
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a hassle.
I used to do that.
People that are laughing are digging your show. The guy that's not digging it, you don't know why he's not digging your comedy. You can't assume that it's not digging your comedy. He's had a bad day.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in an audience there and
he's thinking about his business. Funny. Why am I not up there?
I'm funny.
But the guy who shot the gorilla, that must be the weirdest conversation when he gets home from work with his wife.
How was your day?
You know, Farimbe.
You're the big fucking... Yeah.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah.
Yes, how is he?
He's so gentle.
He actually said friendly.
Great hair. I shot him in the middle of
good
the face.
Good
with kids. What? And she like drops her casserole. She's like, last week you shot like a tiger and three leopards. What are you doing at that zoo? He goes, no, I've got to stop that. and they go back in his history. He's actually like a full-on...
Yeah.
He's a hunter and he's got these trophies.
Wow.
Meantime, there was no kid.
It turns out he's a convicted drug peddler. That was what came out.
Oh, no, man, that's America. They'll find us.
Shut
that's like
the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, shut the front door. Shut the gate and don't let the kid in again. That's what you want.
So the guy that shot, they looked into his history and he was a drug peddler.
No, my bad. It was the actual parent of the kid that was...
Oh, he's the drug peddler.
Check out the journalistic integrity of Farhan Issat.
Straight man.
Actually, the guy who shot the group.
Actually, it was the gorilla that was the convicted drug peddler.
Wow. No, shame, man. But he was
giving out, bath salts to all the
next
children
week,
at the
he's
zoo.
Just sitting there with his gun just waiting. And there's a kid there and he like nudges the kid into the cage. There's another kid. Shoot the camel.
Sorry, we are checking if the comedian
is
online. No, he's not yet.
How professional is this to phone a comedian and he's not available? He's got a kid.
Well, it is. It's 9:40 in the morning.
I was up at 5:30 to get
doing
here.
What?
To get here. Here's the deal.
Wow.
My son has got an insect day at school where they collect insects.
Yeah.
But he didn't have his insect jar because you can't just put insects in a jar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like the same.
It's their natural habitat.
Yeah, I've got this like insect collector. It's like a little picnic basket with netting so you can see the insects and they can breathe.
Yeah.
But I didn't give it to him because I'm a comedian and I was busy.
Bad father.
No, they're a golf day. Right. I raise money for kids with no legs. Give me a flipping
round. Oh, good job.
Please.
Good job. Would you buy them shoes? Comedians.
No, they don't need shoes.
Comedian. That's the joke, Dave. Thanks.
They don't have toes.
Comedian on the
line. They can't wear slip socks. They honestly can't wear slip socks.
Good morning. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Christopher?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Good. We are calling you here on the Gas Comedy Podcast because you have a one-man show that you are doing.
I have a fantastic one-man show called Who's Your Daddy?
Who is your daddy, Chris?
Who is my daddy?
Dave Levinson's here, so he's probably your father.
My dad.
Dave Levinson's,
your dad.
Yo, Dave Levinson's in studio. He might be taking over from me, but it's not going well.
he's magnificent. Have you had his beer?
I've had his beer. I have had lots of Dave's fluids.
Have you? Why do you call him Christopher?
Because I like
his stage
that.
Name is Chris Forrest.
Yeah,
you just
Chris
confuse
Forrest.
People.
No, people know. People know who Chris Forrest is.
Then I think his dad is Mr. Forrest.
That's true.
There we go. That was the shortest interview in history.
So nice. Chris, where is the show being held?
The Stanton Theatre on the Square.
That is is that the Auto General?
The Auto General, Stanton Theatre on the Square in the Nelson Mandela Square stand.
Cool. And how many nights have you got there?
Still to go another 16.
Another 16?
You sound so enthusiastic.
Another 16.
Believe it or not, I just finished, I did a run, so I'm a bit out of breath.
Sheesh.
And I know if you had to look at me, you'd go, where did you run? Like,
no, Chris, you're an athletic motherfucker, actually. You do a lot of athletic things. You ride a bike. I don't know how many people know this, but Chris does every single bicycle race in the country, all the time.
Ever.
He actually just delivers pizzas, but he's just always stuck in that race.
If I was delivering pizzas, there'd normally be a slice missing.
That's what they call you. Chris Forrest, slice missing.
Ah.
No, that was my dad who had a lobotomy, sorry.
Okay. So tell me, Chris, what is the show about?
Slice missing.
It's called Who's Your Daddy? What is the show about?
It's all about my journey to becoming a dad.
Because you're a double dad now.
I'm a double dad now. I double dipped, yeah.
So this is
everything that you go through when you become a parent, from like the first stages when you're crying for a baby, up until like going through the pregnancy, up until when you actually have a baby.
But this show is on its second run, right? Because you have a new baby to talk about.
Well, no, it's on its second run. It's still the same show as on the first run. I don't actually mention the new baby. In the show.
Do you mention that new baby and laugh? Like,
do you acknowledge her presence?
I sometimes acknowledge her, yeah.
That's hilarious. Kid. I saw a picture on social network. You were talking to the kid on like a couch, and the kid was laughing its ass off. Do you know that picture, or is that just one of my personal pictures?
It could be one of your personal pictures.
That's just one of mine. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
That's
about
why.
That.
That's why he's actually leaving.
Uncle Dusty.
I have to leave.
Dusty has to go.
So the show is running for 16 more shows at the Auto General. Is it every single day of the week, or do you have a break day?
It's Monday through Saturday, and two shows every Saturday.
Okay, and
two shows on a Saturday.
Matinees.
I'm crazy like that. Jeez. I'll do two shows.
Pay that bond.
And where can we get tickets?
You can either get them at the theatre themselves or at strictlytickets.com. strictlytickets.com.
Oh, Strictly Tickets. That's the other tickets.
Have you seen the show? I think that's the mainstream.
I have not, I've seen the show. I have seen the show before, but not this run. I haven't seen.
I went
run.
To the opening night. It was fantastic. We all got. It was like a kids' party. We all got a kid pack. You know the pack at the end.
Yeah, yeah. What was stuff. It?
It wasn't any adult
a
things.
Party
in there.
Pack.
A party pack. That's what it is.
So do you dad comedians get together and talk about?
I don't know if we do. I don't know how many other dad comedians are there.
You, Tats and Corns,
there's quite a few. There's a network of us. It's you and me and
there's a WhatsApp
Cow.
Group.
You know what, Chris, don't tell him that we get together because he's like, do you guys get together? Like, of course we do, man. We have the best fun. Dusty can't come to our meetings.
So I'll have a child.
Things, like Dusty and people get together and play PlayStation, yeah. And then we get together and talk about
medical aid.
Nappies and
stuff. That's hilarious.
Fun. I talk about my insect box that I forgot to give my kid.
We've already heard about that, Dave. So your kids, just what, Chris, you're a comedian and your wife is a comedic promoter / entertainment pro. What do you want your kids to be? Do you have any preferences? What do you want them to be when they grow up?
A chartered accountant.
Yeah, to believe me, I have one of those. They're amazing.
Yes, that's exactly why I'm so happy.
Wow. Not a child. I have one that will make a child one day on a spreadsheet. No.
Wow.
On a spreadsheet.
Wow.
Chris, I hope you all the best for your show. I'm sure it's going to rock. It rocked the last season, so I'm definitely going to rock this season.
Chris, do you want to send a shout out to anyone?
Send a shout out to Dave. Dave Levinson.
Dave Levinson, here he is.
If you're listening, you're wonderful.
That's the nicest thing
I've ever heard in my entire life, Chris.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much, Chris. Have yourself a good day. Thank you for keeping your body healthy for us all to enjoy your comedy for long.
Thanks, Chris.
Cool. Cheers.
Thank you, Chris. Bye bye. That was Christopher Forrest, also known as Chris Forrest, also known as the Toyota Burble. He was the Toyota Burble.
Known as Daddy.
Also, he is to your daddy. If you have ever asked who's your daddy, and I know Eric.
No,
you
I've
do
never
that
asked.
Often.
This, no,
you don't lie.
I know my father.
Who is he?
I said bye to him this morning when he left for work.
Do you still live at home?
You said goodbye to him.
I mean, of course I did. Oh, I was like,
you,
yo.
Speaking of which, sure, daddy, speaking yo. Of daddies, have you lost your virginity yet?
Why is this a thing on the show?
It is a thing on the show.
You missed last week. You missed last week.
So we
spoke about this for like 30
minutes. We thought you weren't here last week because you were busy losing your
virginity. No, I was actually on my way to Macro to go to work and make money.
Oh, so you were still getting fucked.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hang on. Just explain. I want to catch up here. This is fill me in.
So
I suppose that the without
but
using
put him
a pun.
There too because he is
no,
just
for us. Different version. Reasons. Different reasons.
What, so he's just because he's ugly and he's just because he's religious.
No, not because you're religious. It used to be. It used to be a religious thing.
But I just found strippers.
No.
Wow.
Okay. No, that's actually that's the wormhole.
Can I tell you something? Farhan gets other stuff though.
He gets other stuff. She says, "Can you say hi to Dave?"
No. So I went with two other comedians to the strip club this week.
Name?
And we chat. No. So we hang outside. And there's this guy who goes, no. When I come to a strip club, I don't want to get a dance from any stripper. I want one that's unobtainable. And I go, that's why I'm standing outside. I tried getting a strip dance from the cleaning lady. And they were like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
At least you had a clean crotch after that.
What is he believing? Like, this unobtainable. That's her job.
What's that?
To be obtainable as a dancer.
The cleaning lady.
No, who does he want? It's unobtainable.
Yeah.
No, but that's...
The one who just stands by the curtain like this the whole night. Because she's got like a pimple or something. I want her.
No.
No, that's the manager. No, but her. No, that's the cleaner. No, I want her. No.
She doesn't even
That's my mom.
That's the barber.
Oh, shit.
That's my mom. She's picking me up. I gotta go.
Shit.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
Eric, have you ever been to a strip club?
No.
You've never been to
a strip club? Yeah, strippers are amazing.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the... When I take over the show, we're doing it from a strip club. Okay, Eric, and you're coming with?
Thank you,
Dave. You're allowed to get a semi? It's all good because it's,
wow,
it's before 12.
Look at this.
What do you mean it's before 12?
You're allowed to get like April Fool's Day. You can have a semi
midnight.
Before 12.
Yeah. Before the 12th or before
afternoon?
Noon.
Before noon.
After lunch, semis are a little bit awkward.
Awkward, yeah.
Are they there at lunch, at midday? Are strippers there at midday?
The one in Germiston. The one in Germiston.
They need to practice, buddy.
10 a.m.
They need to practice.
I suppose, I mean...
Like,
how much do you
can't just
medical aid
up
on
and
tips?
Down on a
you gotta be
so Chris shit. Forrest is doing two shows on Saturday.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. You're a comedic stripper.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, most That's strippers funny. Are. So, how in the pursuit, in the conquest of the JJ.
I still have it.
Does your lady listen to the show?
She does. This is now going to be very. It's going to be a really awkward conversation. Thank you.
Well, we spoke about Chris Forrest's wife's vagina earlier. So
well, we could not. That's how he's got a show out of it. He got a show out of.
I bet you didn't know that at the time.
Well,
like, damn,
this is probably just going to prolong the period.
That's what bumps
me
out.
Not getting laid.
People who get pregnant.
Now
it's on air.
Now people know that you.
So no, that's official. There's pressure on her. She's like,
well, okay.
Thanks, guys.
Just take it easy.
Back to the comedy industry.
It's not like
yeah, your girlfriend comedian.
Wow. No, she's
good
not.
Clip for you guys.
Oh, we want to play some comedy clip now, so we're gonna go straight into that. How long is it, Fran?
It's about four and a half.
Four and a half minutes. That's gonna take us literally to the end of the show.
No. So we can. Yeah. He does a lot of one-liners. So let's just gauge it, and then we can.
Yeah, we'll do a couple other things. Where is he from?
I'm assuming American. Matt Donahue.
Matt Donahue.
Is that not Irish?
It does sound a bit Irish.
He's got a sitcom, I think.
Okay, we're gonna go into him. Please enjoy Matt Donahue.
Everything's been going pretty well for me. The woman I had sex with last night was a model that I built. Actually, my girlfriend and I are having a kid in about 7 weeks, and I'm really excited about it. But the scariest thing to me are all the choices you have to make before the baby even arrives. Like, a couple nights ago, my girlfriend came home from work with this huge book of names. We're trying to narrow down the father. One time I had my therapist come to a show. That was a big mistake. No one heckles like a therapist. Therapist heckling is accurate. Get off the stage. Call your dad. You won't. The voices in my head are getting louder, so no more volumizing shampoo. I'm always worried something is wrong with me medically. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, at least according to my gynecologist. I breastfed for way longer than normal today. I was at the grocery store. When I got to the cashier, she was like, "Do you want to donate $2 to end world hunger?" I was like, "Hell yeah." I had no idea we were so close.
That was Matt Donahue.
Where do you find comedy, Farhan?
Where do you look? Where do you find it? Where do you
internet,
find it?
Dave, you've heard of the internet?
No, but I don't look. I don't watch comedians. It's the weirdest thing.
Why?
I can't. I've watched. I either get a little bit.
Who's
like
your favorite
angry
comedian?
That
Who's
so
your favorite
good.
Comedian?
It's different at different times of my life. Jim Jefferies I've been enjoying at the moment.
Yeah.
I saw him live and I was like, I dug the things that he was doing.
Yes, yeah.
You might have liked him as well because he pushes that envelope.
I adore Jim Jefferies. I really adore Jim Jefferies.
But I also don't have a favorite. Like when that guy, I'd like to hear more of his stuff.
Okay, so genuinely to answer that, so I've been looking for comedy for the show. The late night talk shows generally
Conan,
have comedians come up and
that's
they have to do tight five.
That, man.
Yeah.
There should be a late night show that's actually good on this.
A television
country.
Show.
Yeah.
Just remember, that late night
late
show
night
with Trevor Noah that he did the first time was based purely on a Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon kind of show.
But Emmett canned it.
But Emmett didn't understand why you were doing that. Also, if you run out of celebrities,
it
doesn't matter.
Time, man.
Look at that guy that's in the car with the celebs. It's not even in the studio.
Yeah.
They're doing karaoke.
Yeah.
So if people just like had the right, that's where you maybe said. It's no good sending your thing into a commissioning editor.
You need to have a proper idea.
There's got to be an idea going, this is happening and working overseas. We don't have a David Letterman show.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's actually absurd that we don't have that.
We do. And I mean, people have tried. We do have Bantu Hour, but Bantu Hour is more of a skit show type. Then there needs to be a late show. There needs to be a late show in the late show format. It's not us copying American like we usually do on all of our other shows. A late show is a actual comedy genre. Yeah. And it gives comedians 5 minutes. It gives comedians 5 minutes in front of the television, which is important to because this country only gives a shit about
television. You know what you realize when you speak to people about Comedy Central and what's happening now?
Yeah.
Lady told me her grandmother, well, the grandmother, the kids looking after the grands going, "What are you kids watching?" And these kids are like 12 and 14. And they couldn't leave that TV. But that was, now remember when you were 12 and 14 when you listened to, like, the first time you heard George Carlin swear?
Yeah.
You're like,
shit, this fucking cocks like a motherfucker.
You had that tape at school. I had a tape at school.
Yeah.
You had a CD.
Yeah.
But I mean, you took that to school and you were like the hero because you said, listen to this. This is a guy saying a swear word.
Yeah, I should.
My first VHS comedian that I listened to, like from, like it was a TDK 90, which was more than the TDK
60. Yeah.
And that thing had George Carlin on both sides. Two albums.
No, I know this.
Two albums. Listen to that thing with my headphones. My first comedic experience. Listen to that. Like everyone else is listening to magazines, watching porn, whatever.
No, dude, I was
listening to George Carlin on headphones.
I was watching Billy Connolly instead of KTV.
Don't lie, Dave.
Learning how to swear in Scottish. Right, ladies and gentlemen.
You can watch porn while you listen to a tape.
Carlin.
Yeah. Wow. I am going.
Multitasking.
So what I'm going to do.
We didn't have watch porn. There's no porn in the 80s.
Magazines.
Yeah. No, and you don't turn the magazine with your tongue like that, like you just did.
What do you mean?
You don't touch that magazine.
Turn their mics off. Yeah. Let them have this conversation.
Listen, sorry. Duncan. Dusty, back to you. So what we are going to be doing from now on this podcast is we are going to have a new host. Dave is going to decide. We're gonna have a couple of guys that are gonna come in. I am going to still give you content from Australia. Like I will send you some stuff about what's happening there in the comedy scene, and like a little Dusty.
It's so nice here. You guys must come.
No, I won't say shit like that. I will. But this is me signing off for now. Until there's a different format of me. So we are going to say goodbye today. You have been a fantastic 7. All 7 of you listening to us. I love everyone.
I love you. Messages late at night.
You are beautiful. And if you are downloading this, you probably might be downloading this in the future.
Did we find anything out about the guest, like something special?
No.
Did you ask me any questions?
No, but you're not a guest. Oh. You're hopefully the new fucking host.
You are a prospect.
This is your show from next week. Duncan, we're taking this. We're going to take the show
in a different direction.
To new levels.
This was actually an interview. This was an audition.
Well done.
Psych. No, what's going to happen is you all need to... people will probably be downloading this in the future when we're all fucking famous.
Playing sad music.
Yes. You'll probably download this in the future when we're all fucking famous. And right now, I want to tell you, future listener, there were 7. There were 7 fucking people listening to this, and you weren't one of them. And now you think you can jump on the motherfucking bandwagon?
Because like, I knew that guy.
No, you can't. We want the 7 back. We want the 7 original back.
Jumpy,
let's say goodbye. Farhan, say goodbye. Slurpy.
Goodbye.
Eric, say goodbye.
Bye.
Dave, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm saying goodbye. And remember, as usual, go fuck yourself.
This is CliffCentral.com.